Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Re'e. Shabbos Mevarchin Rosh Chodesh Elul. Ah, Tavshin Pei Aleph. Lon Shabbat Nishbas Rechal Parabas Moshe. Bring your first shalom to all those in need. Besor Shechal Yisrael. First idea comes from the Kedushas Levi of Levi Yitzchak of Berditchev. Second pasuk to our Parsha. Es HaBracha Asher Tishmu El Mitzvot Hashem Lekechem Asher Anochi Mitzvah Eschem HaYom. Says the Kedushas Levi in Parak Yod Aleph Pasuk Chazayin. This is the bracha that you're going to get today when you listen to Chodesh Baruch Hu's mitzvos that I command you today. Hayom. Hayom is in the first pasuk of the parasha, so Hayom is in the second one. Says the Kedushas Levi, what's a deeper idea for us? He says, at the end of the day, we know Chazal tells us that the Torah has to be in our eyes. B'chol yom yeh b'enecha kechadoshim. Every day the Torah is anew. It's a new relationship. It's a new connection to Chodesh Baruch Hu. But because the Torah is new, that means the bracha is also new. When you view your relationship with the Torah as new every single day, then the bracha is new, the shefa is new, the blessing is new. When we make sure that our Yiddishkeit is a geshmak Yiddishkeit, we're on fire for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We get the El Nigun going for Eitan Katz, new CD coming out. At the end of the day, not only do we have that connection with the Torah, but the bracha, the result from that connection to the Torah, is also brand new as well. And this is actually an idea I have from Rabbi Maskowitz early on in the year. In Rav Moshe Sturmach, Tam Vadas, Parsha Shemos, he says, who's going to go? Paro says, who's going? Moshe says, everyone's going. Kichag LaHashem Lanu. What is that deeper idea? Kichag LaHashem Lanu? That we have to make our Yiddishkeit geshmak. It's geshmak to be a Yid. We have to make sure that our children and everybody knows around us that that's a person who understands what Judaism is. Not just some Judaism that we do. It's our oxygen. It's who we are. It's our passion. It's our energy. It's mamish geshmak to be a Yid. What a beautiful idea from the Kedushas Levi and Rav Moshe Sturmach Shlita. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us in the Chasam Sofer. As Rav Simon says, Chasam Sofer has two Svarim al Torah. Torah Moshe and Chasam Sofer al Torah. This is from Torah Moshe. Not to be confused with the Torah Moshe of the Alshech. Says the Chasam Sofer, Perek Yud Beis Pasuk, hey, ki imel makom asher yivcha Hashem Elokeichem mikol shivteichem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring you to the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose for you out of all the tribes. Lashum es shemo sham, l'shichno siddur shuvas hashama. That at the end of the day, this should be the place where his name will reside, and you shall seek him out in this place, obviously referring to the Makom Mikdash, referring to Yerushalayim. But says the Chasam Sofer, this idea, these words, l'shichno siddur shuvas hashama, they don't just go, the end of the pasuk. If a Jew is l'shichno sidrashu, if a person is looking for the shechina, if a person is looking, his she'ifa is to come close to Hashem, then uvas hashama. Then a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be there to help you. Like the Gemara tells us in Makos and other places, habal etar mesayinosah, one who comes to be purified, a Kadosh Baruch Hu will help you purify, but you have to take the first step. Like one of my favorite movies growing up, Mighty Ducks, and Coach Bombay would tell Charlie Conway, you got to make the first move. Once we make the first move, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bracha will be have there as well. All the Svarim HaKadoshim say, Ani l'dodi v'dodi li elo. That's what all the Rishonim, the Shittah Giborim and others. But at the end of the day, Ani l'dodi, then v'dodi li. We have to take the first step, then the Ribono Shel Olam can take his step. And this actually, Rav Shor says, that Yemei Elo are Yemei Ratzon. Why are they Yemei Ratzon? They're days of desire. Because you have to understand the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch brings down Or HaChaim Simon Tov Kuf Pei Aleph. That these are the days that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, 40 days, 40 nights. They're days of Ishtokikus. They're days of Isorus. They're days of Ratzon. And we have the correct Ratzon. We have the correct desire. We have the yearning, the passion for Yiddishkeit. The Shichno, Siddurshu. We seek out the Shechina. Then Uvas Hashama. Ani the Doidi. Then V'doidi. What a beautiful idea from Chasam Sofer. And from the Svarim HaKadoshim and from Rav Shor in his Sefer on El Tishrei Tavshin Ayin Hey. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from the Yitav Lev, the grandfather of the Satmar Rebbe. Satmar Rebbe's yahrzeit this week. Chavav Av. So very apropos to quote from his family. Perek Yud Beis Chapazuk Chav Ches. Shemor V'Shamata. He's called from Eli. Shall listen and guard everything I tell you. Shanochi Mitzaveka Laman Yitav Lachal Levanecha Akarecha Ad Olam. It'll be good for you and your children when you go on the good and straight path in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Yitav Lev, at the end of the day, when a Jew realizes Asher Nochi Mitzavcha, that we make sure that we're pure in our intentions. He reads the pasuk a little backwards. Hatova Yasha, when you do the right thing and you're straight and you're honest in business and you're lishma and you're Yiddishkeit, then manita blachol vanach acharach ad olam. Then your children will have also have that pure Yiddishkeit. When you have a sincere desire, then for Yiddishkeit, then your children will also have that sincere desire for Yiddishkeit. Like I was just reading Rabbi Moshe Don Kesterman's parenting book. It's excellent. You can get it on Amazon. Right? He's the Baal Ol Mamidos, Ol Mavod, incredible, incredible Baal Malachi, just incredible Rav. So he says that the best Yiddishkeit, the best education, not telling your kids what to do, is showing them what to do. Showing them how to daven. By your own davening. By your own learning. By your own excitement for Shabbos. By your own excitement for Elul. By your own excitement, that trickles down. And this obviously reminds me of a mitzvah we say all the time, but we'll say it again. The Gron, the Dumna Nagar. When the Dumna Nagar asked the Vilna Gaon how to give over Yiddishkeit to your children, to your students, and the Gron famously said, you have to be an overflowing cup. When you're compassionate, when you're energetic, when you're into your Yiddishkeit, that will overflow. Don't think that at the end of the day you have to start telling your kids this and that. When they see that you're passionate and energetic and enthused into your Yiddishkeit, that will trickle down. And that is exactly the Yitav Lev's point here. Hatol Ayarsh ben Hashem Akecha, when you do the right thing and you're Yasher and you're strong in Yiddishkeit, then at the end of the day, Man Yitav Lechol Levenach Achar Ad Olam, will trickle down for generations going forward. What a beautiful idea of Yitav Lev, Rav Moshe Don Kestenam Shlita, and the Gra, moving on to Din number 4. Adina number 4 comes to us from Emes Liakov, not the Emes Liakov of Yaakov Kamenetsky, but the Emes Liakov of Yaakov Tzvi Midinov. Midinov says the Emes Liakov of Dinov Yud Gimel Hey. Achrei Hashem Elokech Matelechu V'Osu Sirov Esmin Soshav Tishmor V'Kol Zishmo V'Osu Ta'avodu V'Osu Baku. You should seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, go after His ways. You should fear Him. You should listen to His voice. And you should make sure to be dovek to Him. You know Chazal tell us. To be dovek to Him is to be dovek to Tamid Chachamim. But the Emes Liakov was focused on the words acharei. What's the lashon of acharei? Says the Emes Liakov. When a Jew is acharei, they don't feel like at the end of the day they're before Hashem. They're behind Hashem. At the end of the day, they rehave shiflus. Acharei, he says, is a lashon of shiflus. You don't feel like you're before Him. You feel like you're behind Him. It's a lashon of at the end of the day of humility, of at the end of the day of submission. Then acharei. Then Hashem Elokechem Telech V'Asof Siro. Then you'll be Zocha to be able to search Him, to seek Him, and to be Dovek to Him. But first it starts with the Midah of Anova. Ikiv Anova, Yiras Hashem, the Ramban tells us in the Yiras Ramban. You want to get to Yiras Hashem, first it comes with humility. First it comes with, and that's in the Pasuk right here, right? I just thought about this right now. Acharei, you have to be a Baal Anova. Then Hashem Elokechem Telech V'Asof Siro. Then you can have Yiras Shemayim. First you got to start with Anova. First, you got to start with humility. This is exactly Rav Tzadok's idea of a nafshi kafel kol tiyah. Then pesach li b'msor asecho b'seyan lo kan etzor. Hashem, make my soul like dust. Then my heart can be open to the Torah. Then I can be uvos tibakum. Then I can be dovik to tamidich chachamim. I can be dovik to the rabbonisham. But first, it starts with anova. First, it starts with submitting ourselves, giving over ourselves to the rabbonisham. What an incredible, crucial, and critical idea, especially when it comes to the month of Elul. El is a time of another. El is a time to realize it's not about us, it's about Him. We're reconnecting that passionate relationship at the end of the day. And ni l'dodi, v'dodi li. I think the Sfarim say also, when ani is l'dodi, when you're ani, your oneness, your ego is l'dodi. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, then v'dodi li, then I'm going to be for you. I forgot who says that word. It's a marduk, a beautiful word. When you make sure you're anochius, your ego is l'dodi. Then v'dodi li, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to be there for you. What incredible idea from them is Yaakov. From Rav Tzadok and from the Sfarim, said that idea on Elul. Moving on to idea number 5. Idea number 5 comes to us from the Divrei Shmuel of Slonim. Divrei Shmuel of Slonim, the opening pasuk to Revi. Banim atem Hashem Elokeichem. You are the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Moshe Tzvi Weimer Shlita, my Rebbe, always says, you have to know where this pasuk is. You have to know that Banim atem Hashem Elokeichem in Yud Aleph 14:1 in Sefer Devarim. It says the Divrei Shmuel, what is Lashon at the end of the day that Banim Atem, Atem, Atem? So in the past years we quoted Atem, Afilu Shogim, Atem, Afilu Mezedin, Afilu Moatin, even if we're a Kadosh Baruch Hu, even if we sin on purpose, by accident, we are always a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Divrei Shmuel, no. Aleichem Lishtadal Shekoro Eichem, that everyone who sees you, Yakir Bechop, Shehinchem Benei Kelchai, Banim Atem Hashem Eichem. Then everyone who sees you, they realize, ah, that's a Jewish son. That's a Jewish daughter. That's how Jews act. At the end of the day, there's a proper way to act when you're part of the family. When you're part of the family, there's a certain royalty. There's a certain way we act. That's what Rav Schechter always likes to say. to be an Or LeGoyim, you have to be an Or LeGoyim, you have to be a light unto the nations and say, oh, that's a Jew. He represents God. He represents a Kodesh Baruch Hu. To be a light unto the nations with our midos, with our honesty, with our Torah, with our learning, with our chesed, with anything that we do, says the Dirash Shmuel Slonim, to make sure that other people realize. Then we always like to quote the famous Machlokes Gemara in Kiddush Lamed Vav, Bekach Mekach Nikra Banim. Right? When do we consider banim? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says only when we do Ratzon Hashem. But now when we don't do the Ratzon, Rabbi Meir says no. Bekach Lekach Nikra Banim. And the Rashba writes in a tshuva at the end of the day. Usually in the Machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, we passing like Rabbi Yehuda. But here, probably like Rabbi Meir. Kabbin Rabbi says, Rabbi Nerman quotes, it's a mitzvah lefarsim this Rashba. That at the end of the day, we have to remember that we are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. No matter what, we could always return to Him. What an incredible lesson for El. But at the end of the day, the Rav Shmuel says, and it's not just for us, it's for others to realize, in our actions, and that'll make us focus better, that'll make us be careful better, much more careful and cognizant and careful with everything that we do. What an incredible idea from the Rav Shmuel Slonim, Nor Shechter, and from Rav Bidim and Kornak Gemara and Kiddushin Lamed Vav. Let's review these five ideas. We start with the Kiddush Levi, Sabrocha Asher Tishmu. What's the Zachar Sabrocha Asher Tishmu? Because at the end of the day, the Torah is supposed to be Mechadash every single day. Kichadashim. But that means that the Bracha is also Kichadashim. When we have that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that freshness, that newness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Bracha is the Shefa. And that's what Moshe Shtermach said, Kichag HaShem Lanu, in Parsha Shmos. He said, Rabbi Mask was quoted this earlier in the year, I believe, at an incredible Shalom Zachar, Baruch Hashem, very important Shalom Zachar in Boker Raton. Kichag HaShem Lanu means that Yiddishkeit's got to be on fire, Yiddishkeit's got to be geschmack to be a Yid. And then we go Zohar to all the Bracha. The Chasam Sofer, idea number two, the Shechin of Siddushu of Asa Shama. The Shechin of Siddushu, when we have the right yearnings, when we have the right desire, Vas Hashem and the Kadosh Baruch Hu will be there to help us. Habal the time is sign us, so we have to take the first step. Then Kadosh Baruch Hu helps us as well. And that's what Rav Shor says: Yimei Elz, Yimei Ratzon. Because Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Af, these are the days that Moshe Rabbeinu went up, the 40 days, 40 nights, the days of Ratzon. And that's what the Rav Shor says: that Yimei Elz, Yimei Ratzon. Make sure that we have days of Hishtokus, of yearning, seeking, and searching for the Ribono Shel Olam. The third idea was said from the Itav Leif, the grandfather of the Satmar Rebbe, Yud Beis Chav Ches, Asher Nochi Mitzavcha. What's his lashon? Asher Nochi Mitzavcha. And then the man itav ayatov ayashar. When you do hatov ayashar, when you're straight in business and you're careful in your Yiddishka and in your Judaism, that'll trickle down to the man itav lecha levenechel vevnasef ar olam. When you're careful, that'll trickle down to the rest of your family. And that was what we said from the Gro and the Dumna Magid. The Gro told the Dumna Magid to be a kosi rivaya to your children. The fourth idea, said Emes Yaakov, not the Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, but Emes Yaakov Yaakov Yodinov, Atam Achrei Hashem Elokeichem. Once we're Achrei Hashem, once we feel like we're behind, we have another, then Hashem Elokeichem Tzvayas L'Sirol, like the Geretz and Rabban, then we can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Eikev Anova Yeres Hashem, when it comes to Yer Shemaim, first it starts with humility. Rav Tzadok says, you want to come to Torah, which is the same thing as Yer Shemaim, I would say. Then, V'nafshi Kofel Kol Tiyah, make my soul like dust, Anova, then B'sach Vibas Rasech, then we come to the Torah. Ani L'Dodi, then V'Dodi Li, when Yer Anochius is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then V'Dodi Li, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to be there, I want to be close to you. Fifth, the final idea from Divrei Shmuel Slonim, Banu Matam Hashem Lakechem, not just for the other people to realize, not for just ourselves to realize, but for others to realize, ah, oh, in our action, that's a Jew. He's careful in his midos, he's careful in his jealousy, he's careful in business. That's a Jew for other people to realize it. And the Rav Yidman says it's important for us to realize it as well. Bekach lekach nikor banim. The Rashba says we usually pass like Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, pass like Rabbi Yehuda, but here pass like Rav Meir. And the Kribin Rebbe says the mitzvah for us in the Shvashba, Shvizochu be'ez Hashem, to always have be on fire for Kadosh Baruch Hu. The more we're passionate in our Yiddishkeit, the more bracha we'll have in our Yiddishkeit. But be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, to all be seeking and searching, especially with the days before El, and even in El, to make them their days of Ashtokos, days of Ratzon. We have to make sure that we're Yashar and our Tov and our own Yiddishkeit, that'll trickle down to our families. We have to make sure to work in our Navo, and that all the bracha comes from there. And finally, to remember that we're children. Our sons and daughters, not just for us to see, but for the world to see as well. Wishing everyone a good Chodesh. And a Kasiva v'chasima Tova.